Up over here in the laws of prayer, we're up to in chapter 124, and we're up to section Yud Beis 12. He says, "V'loyano amen kitzara." A person should not respond amen, a short amen. What is a short amen? Ela arucha kitzas, but it should be a little bit long. Kedei Sheyuchal loymar keil melech nemon, so that you can say keil melech nemon, those words that should be, that's the length for the amen to take, the words to be able to say keil melech nemon. The words keil melech nemon, kizehu pirush shel amen, because this is the meaning of amen, is keil melech nemon, a god, a king who is trustworthy. Amen means that he is trustworthy. We can trust him to do that. God is a king who is trustworthy. This is actually the abbreviation of the words Amen. Kael Melech Nemon. Aleph Mem Nun. So therefore, he says not to say it Amen too quick, but say Amen so that you can say the words Kael Melech Nemon. But the Lo Yarech Bo Yeser Medai, also not to make it too long. Don't make it too short, but don't make it too long either. Because the reading of the words is not really sounded out, it's not heard properly when you do it too long. You say, Amen. So you don't hear the actual words. So therefore, if there are some of the people responding, they say too long the Amen. And tzarech hashatz, the shliach tzibur, the one who's leading the service, hasharam mevarich lahamtim aleihem. He doesn't have to wait for them. You can continue. If the people are making long amens over there, you can continue. You don't have to wait for them. Im bracha shalachreo, hi bracha she'ein choyvel akol lishmoya. If it's a bracha that follows, which everybody's not obligated to listen to, then you don't have to wait for them because they're saying it too long. Avlim oitzias harabim v'dechev osom. But if you are fulfilling the obligation of the many, in other words, the next bracha is something that you're doing for everybody, so then you must wait even for those who mistakenly are prolonging the amen, so that they listen and that they too shall also fulfill their obligation. Subsection 13. One who responds Amen should not say it louder than the bracha, than the one who's making the blessing. Don't scream it out louder than the one who's making the blessing. Shenemar, because the verse states, Gadlu Lashem Iti, let's make God great with me together. Let's together exalt him, not one screaming louder than the other one. So therefore, one should not say Amen too loud. I mean, I don't know, but it's, you know, sometimes the shliach tzibur is doing it very softly. Like yesterday, I was davening in the shul, and there's a lot of noise over there in 770. And the guy who was leading the services, I wanted to daven with a minyan, but he was mumbling under his mouth, and I couldn't hear. I was sitting not too far from him, but there was a lot of noise. I told him to, besides that, fast also, but also very low, not audible almost, so... So I say, sometimes they make a small bro. You answer Amen normally, and you're actually saying it louder than them. And I had to change seats a few times so I can follow
just
with them.
On Shabbos?
No. Just on yesterday
Shabbos,
morning.
Do they run those little separate ones too, or just
one big though. One big, mostly. And they usually they put a chazan that you can hear throughout. You know, somebody with
somebody
a good
deep voice.
A deep voice, yeah. At least this Shabbos we could hear him all over shul. See if you dalit. Subsection 14. If you forgot to say Yalav Yovo on Rosh Chodesh, or Ebuchadnezzar Moyed, or on Chalamoyed, which is the intermediate days of the festival, and also any item that you have to repeat the Amida because of it, Yeshli Takona. So you have a correction. In other words, you can fix it. That you don't have to do again the Amidah by doing what? So you should have in mind, and you should intend to the shliach tzibur to all the 18 brachas, meresh atzoy, from the beginning of the end, ki odam shemispal la'atzme, like a person that davens for himself, v'lo yasliavsik, v'lo yasiach, not interrupt, don't speak, so another keep paying attention to the chazan, and you're like davening with him, u'bisegim b'siz achrav. And then you step three steps back, as we learned before, it's your davening, you're davening with the Chazan. Even though we don't allow him to do so lechatchila to begin with, but shekivon shekvar ispalel, he had already davened. Elo sheshak mal askir, but he forgot to mention the appropriate yalavi avoy hashatz mitzi dechivose yav mishuboki. So then the shliach tzibur can fulfill his obligation, even though he's an expert. So you say paying attention to the chazan would be suffice instead of you having to redo the whole amida. He says, not every person can direct his mind to listen from the shliach tzibur from the beginning to the end. And maybe, perhaps, his heart will be removed and he's not going to hear from the shliach tzibur something which would hold back the prayer, which is not so inferior. That's why it's best for one to daven by himself and not listen. So we know already, we learned in the beginning, that one cannot just rely on the shliach tzibur to daven and just pay attention. We can't do that. That's what we learned in the beginning. But over here, it should be lenient because he already davened, but he forgot to say one of the pieces, Yalaviyavai, so he has to do it again, so he will be lenient. But yet he still says people don't usually have the ability to keep in mind and hold in mind, and therefore they are better off doing the Amida by themselves.